Have you ever had a near-death experience when you've been sailing? Where?
Yes.
Really?
Well, not probably really, but it felt like it. Yes, but it wasn't anywhere spectacular. It was in the Isles of Scilly. And, we were tied... Well, we dropped the anchor mm-hmm. in a place called the Tresco... No, the Grimsby Roads, it's called. It's in off the island of Tresco, which is very pretty. Mm-hmm. Tropical gardens and things, because it's on the Gulf Stream. But it came up rough in the night again, and lots of other boats were there, and they were dragging their anchors, which means that they're not staying in one place, and they're actually pulling the anchors across the seabed.
Is that because the current is so strong?
Yes. And if they come across your anchor with their anchor, they can oike it out, which they did.
Oh God.
So we were ricocheting around the bay, all these boats joined together in like a daisy chain. Oh. And we had to fend off from one boat, which was French. And I managed to rip... I nearly lost my finger because it got caught underneath the anchor anchor winch, which is in the front of the boat.
Mm-hmm. So you said fend off, I have no idea.
Push it away. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
To avoid a collision.
Exactly. To avoid making a hole in the other boat, or ours, in fact. So it was just my finger that suffered. And then we managed to survive that, and that eye was gushing blood. But coping, tied up with my little handkerchief. Mm-hmm. And we realised that we couldn't steer. The rudder wasn't working properly. So when we turned the wheel, it didn't make any difference. We were just going wherever the wind was happening to blow us.
Did you have your sails up?
No. It was pitch black. There were no sails. It was far too windy to have sails up. Mm-hmm. And what had happened was the dinghy, which was at the back of the boat, had somehow managed to knock the rudder so that it wasn't working properly. It wasn't connected to the wheel anymore. Right. So all we could do was just keep going where the boat wanted to go and just hope. And eventually we caught a ferry. Literally caught hold of a ferry that was tied up in the middle of the thing and just hung on to that for a bit until we worked out what to do. So it wasn't very nice.
You can't put brakes on, really.
No, and you can't just get off because it's not nice. Mm. Children were tiny and asleep and it was all very scary.
Isn't that enough to put you off sailing?
It's put me off the Scilly Isles, which is we've never gone back to.
We were talking to a couple on holiday and they had a boat near Poole, I think. And they set off one afternoon and they were just going to have a sail round the bay.
Yep.
And the wind came up and the waves came up. And in the end they had to go all the way down to Devon. But the guy was saying there were 100-foot waves.
I can 100
believe. 100-foot waves. They really thought they were going to die.
Yes.
Just off the coast of England.
It does happen.
And because they were only going around the bay, then they didn't have the weather gear, they weren't prepared for this. And just awful.
Yeah.
And then, the rest of the holiday, they just kept talking to us about people they knew who died in sailing accidents. Really not pleasant.
Yes. Well, it does happen. But then you can get knocked over by a dino rod.
Yes, that's true.